One of the things that I write about in my book, I have a chapter called How Football Explains John Coltrane and Jackie Robinson. And in that chapter, I really try to explain the importance of African American culture in the game of football in the United States. Jazz musicians, to a man, love football. And I'm a big jazz buff. And I've studied jazz. I listen to it. I have a big jazz record collection. And I've talked to a lot of jazz musicians. And I've seen a lot of them interviewed about football. Wynton Marsalis, Branford Marsalis. You can go on and on. And they love football because football is a choreographed, repetitive event, like a jazz solo. And why I call, Football Explains John Coltrane, because Coltrane used to go into his apartment and practice his improv for hours and hours and days until he got it right. And that's what football is. Football, you practice it over and over again until you get it right, until it's a perfectly set down choreography. But, and this is why jazz musicians love it too, it also has improvisation, the ability to take that choreography and then improvise off of it. And you have this great ballet that's set down by these coaches, but when these players go off and play, it takes a certain understanding intrinsically of what they're going to do on the field in order to really make the game what it is.